Tommy Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We're lucky. We have a job that offers insurance. We have to pay for it. Man, and it is expensive. And so I fill out all my little thing online and have insurance and vision and dental. You could work at a good place where they provide insurance. We're lucky. Now, that being said, I come away from it going, I'm lucky, but it does stink that it costs so much. Lunchbox comes away from it thinking it's a conspiracy. Well, his wife got life insurance, and now he thinks she's up to something.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because I'm doing the whole fill-out thing, and she goes, oh, life insurance. I think you need to get that. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've never had life insurance ever, and if I'm correct, life insurance means if I die, then she gets some money, right? Yeah. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
So I don't know why she's pointing to life insurance going, hey, you need to get life insurance. So what that tells me is, hey, all of a sudden she's thinking, man, if I off this guy, I get some money.
Yeah, because that's really easy to just off you.
I mean, people do it. I mean, why is she so adamant that I need life insurance?
Because you guys have built a relationship, and if you go away and maybe she can't afford the house payment that you guys have got into together.
Does she have life insurance?
I don't know.
No, she doesn't have life insurance. But
why don't you ask her for it?
Oh, Mr. Lunchbox, why don't you get life insurance? Why don't you go ahead and click that life insurance button?
Does she call you Mr. Lunchbox?
I thought she called you Daddy.
I mean, just a little shady to me. I don't know. That's just weird.
Yeah.
So if I go missing, you guys know she is the first suspect because all of a sudden I got this life insurance stuff.
All of a sudden I got this life insurance stuff. I have life insurance on me.
Well, why?
Bobby,
for who?
Yeah, who's going to offer you?
I don't even want to tell you who gets it right now.
I know who it is.
Go ahead.
Who?
Amy.
It is Amy right now.
What?
Amy's my first contact.
I would get your life insurance.
Right now you would.
Why do you think she needs your life?
Yeah, why?
Money.
It's not that. It's that she's got kids. It's I have nobody else to give it to.
What do you mean?
My foundation. Kids get your life insurance. That's
two
amazing.
Kids, a wife, a lot of debt.
Wow, I feel honored.
I hope my goal is to not have it be Amy. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like I'm Amy's like third string, right? Like here's the thing. I'm Amy's got a husband. She's got two kids coming, and like I'm Amy's maybe like eighth string. You know the family members.
Hmm.
I don't like Amy. Amy's my emergency contact. Amy's like, I guess my I had to fill it out.
This is the first I'm hearing about.
Yeah, I just filled it out like 2 days
the recipient
ago.
Recipient of your life.
Great. Bones. Now, if you ever go missing, we know.
Hey, like Lunch said,
I'm telling you, you got to be
Amy
careful.
Out.
Wow.
I plan on changing it. But right now, if I were to go, because I don't have a will. Still don't have a will.
Still?
Mm-mm.
Dude,
I'll die.
You got to get on this.
Eddie, don't worry about it. I mean, it's going to be going to Amy, so we don't need to worry about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the difference in, like, you made life insurance, doesn't, why do you think that, okay, you won't make a will because you think it's going to make you die, but why choose life insurance if you think it's going
to
make you
it
die?
It was on the screen, and it said I had to fill out and pick somebody, and so it was just there, and I was like, okay, it costs like $4 a month.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I should do that.
Wow. Yeah,
but I won't tell my wife. I'll just do it.
Does it have specifications on
how? Oh, now Amy's getting greedy. Yeah, come on.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This Bosu Body Bar restaurant, they found a way around the rule that you can't feed the homeless with the leftovers. Because the rule is you can't just take food at the end of the night and go, okay, everybody, come get the free food. And so what happens is, when the shifts are over, employees take out these brown paper bags of food that's given to them, and they leave them on the street for homeless people in need. They say, quote, when we close the doors for the day, we promise to leave bags of food outside. They're not breaking the law.
Nope.
They're not passing it out.
Nope.
The employees get free food, and so what they choose to do with it is they put it in a bag, and they leave it out there for people who need it.
Genius.
It's a good way to work around the system right there.
Yep.
I see you.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Let's go around the room. What dumb thing stresses you out? Not like real life things, but what dumb thing? You're like, oh, I'm so stressed about it. Eddie, you're first.
Oh, I'll tell you right away. Getting yogurt at the grocery store stresses me out.
What do you mean?
There are, I don't know, 500 flavors of yogurt, and my wife will send me to the grocery store and say, hey, will you pick up some yogurt on the way home? Which one? Like, I cannot, my son likes honey vanilla or something. I can't find it, dude. It takes me 10 minutes to find yogurt. That stresses me out.
Do people like vanilla anything except ice cream? Like, vanilla to me is just not an attraction. Of all the flavors, you choose vanilla?
My 3-year-old loves honey vanilla.
Like, vanilla will be something you're stuck with and you're like, not bad. Who chooses
vanilla? Oh, my husband.
Vanilla.
Vanilla all day, every day.
That's not even a real flavor.
Even the smell of vanilla. It's not bad.
The smell. Oh, no, he doesn't smell. A vanilla candle. Like a vanilla candle. Okay, so yogurt is
yogurt at the grocery store.
I mean, what dumb thing.
Well, mine is also grocery store related, and it's either picking out avocados, like which one is going to be the ripe one, or like pears or something where there's like multiple kinds of pears, but you don't know which pear is better. Like stuff like that really stresses me. I can stand at the avocados or the pear section at the grocery store for like 5 minutes. Finally, sometimes I just ask a store employee, can you tell me which avocado you think I'm going to cut into and it's going to be perfect?
Pick for me, please. I'll just close my eyes.
It's hard.
For me, stupid things to stress you out. If my phone has any red numbers on it, they must go fast. And like ones or twos or none. Updates, no email, no text message. Like Amy's phone drives me bonkers.
Red everywhere.
How many email, Amy, do you have that you haven't opened up?
1,479.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's my heart you heard.
Yeah. What else you got?
How many texts have you not opened?
17.
That to me is amazing. There's not.
I don't even know where they are. They're so far down the bottom. I don't know where they are.
Bones, I have 4,478 emails unopened.
Yeah. You guys make me vomit, but not in a serious way.
What about voicemails?
That
20.
That to me is.
Oh, yeah, you keep your voicemail full. So do I. Mine's full now. You can't even.
But yours is full on accident.
Yeah.
Mine is my voicemail going, hey, listen, I'm probably not going to check these anyway because who checks voicemail anymore?
I love that.
But just send me a text message and I check it. That's what stresses me. I say, oh, let me feel gross inside. Lunchbox.
It's easy. It is trying to figure out which show I'm going to watch on DVR. Like during the day, I'm like, I go home and I'm like, I have a list of shows that I want to watch and I'm all recorded and trying to decide which one to watch drives me nuts.
You really worry.
I really worry because I'm like, well, if I catch up with that show, I only have 3 episodes so I could watch it all today, but this one is more recent and it just throws me off and it really stresses me out.
On our Facebook page, what dumb thing. Now, these aren't serious things. They're real life things.
They're all pretty dumb.
But what dumb thing stresses you out? BobbyBones.com. Hit our Facebook page.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, we need some positivity. Let's do it.
Tell me something good.
So people were eating at Applebee's. They were happy to find out that a stranger paid their check for them. A mystery couple has been quietly picking up tabs for customers for like the last 3 months. They go to Applebee's and they sit and they go, we'll pay for that one. Oh. And they've been doing it for 3 months.
Wow.
Like Applebee's knows who it is, but they don't want to run this thing. Isn't that funny? That's kind of
so cool.
Yeah. Amy?
Well, shout out to ICU Grandpa. Have y'all heard of him?
I have not.
And it's not ICU. It's literally like intensive care unit for babies. So he goes and holds babies for parents that can't at the time. So for whatever reason, the parents are can't be in the ICU with their baby. So he volunteers his time and he's been doing so for 12 years. He just goes and holds them.
That's cool.
And there's a photo of him that's completely gone viral on Facebook. And his nickname is ICU Grandpa.
I, the letter C, U.
Yes.
ICU, like intensive care unit. Lunchbox.
Gretchen is a cop in Florida. And you know, you're used to her pulling people over. Woo, woo. But what Gretchen does is she goes around and she loves cats. So when she's on duty, off duty, she finds stray cats, rescues them, gets them spayed, neutered, and then finds them new homes because she's Gretchen the Cat Lady.
Man, everybody's got nicknames.
Yeah, what's your nickname?
Secret Applebee's people?
Yeah.
Applebee's awesomeness?
There you go. All right, thank you. That's your good news.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
There's the Luke Combs song, When It Rains, It Pours. He won $100 with a scratch-off.
And I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
If you won $100 today on a scratch-off ticket, what would you do with $100 today? Lunchbox.
That's easy. Reinvest.
Oh, you buy more scratch-offs.
Yeah, buy more scratch-offs. That's what it's meant to do.
So if you won $100, you would buy more scratch-offs.
Yes, yeah. Hoping to hit it big because $100 is nice, but $50,000 or $1 million or $25,000 a year for life, that's even better.
There it is.
And I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
Amy, you win $100 on a scratch-off ticket today.
There's this vegan jacket at Free People.
There's a vegan jacket? You can eat it?
No, oh, it means cool. It's not real leather.
So if you get hungry and you're not that cold, you just eat the sleeve?
No, it's pleather.
Oh, okay.
Get it? So it's like also way cheaper. It actually is like just under $100. $98, I think. I'd go buy that.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off.
Eddie, you win $100 on a scratch-off ticket. What do you do with it?
I would love to buy like some cool sunglasses, but let's be real. I'm just going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and throw $100 on that.
So the kids can get
pizza, games, probably a pitcher of beer for daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
I'm going to buy a pair of shorts. These Nike Elite shorts. They're pretty expensive workout shorts, but they're like $70. They're awesome.
What makes them so elite?
Nike Elite.
Because I believe they're called Elite. Just the texture and the fit. Like, I have one pair, and I'm like, I got to buy more. Someone gifted me a pair, and I love them, and I'm just too lazy to buy them.
Oh, yeah, they look cool, too.
It's like...
Whoa.
I box in them, and they don't chafe my buttocks, which is awesome. So that's what I would do.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with them. She swore they were a waste of time.
So Luke Combs just does weather songs, huh?
Yeah, he's the weather guy. Do you know what his next single is going to be?
Hold on. So the first one was a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
And this one's when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. If he's not careful, he's going to be the weather guy.
Okay.
So what's his next single? Partly cloudy with a chance of love.
Is it really?
No, I have no idea.
Oh.
Eddie and I were having this conversation.
Fake news, y'all. No.
Here's the thing. Eddie was the person who said this about Luke Combs songs, and then I said partly cloudy with a chance of heartbreak.
Yeah. So
we totally just shifted each other.
That's how
we
work.
And I want $100 on a scratch on
What do you think his next single's gonna be, Bones?
I thought it was gonna be Cloudy with a Chance of Love or whatever you said.
Oh, yeah?
Partly cloudy.
No, I would say high humidity on the dance floor. I'm hoping.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine's fog on a Sunday morning.
Dang.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tunica, Mississippi. A man was at the lake and he was trying to back his boat into the water. So he's on the little boat ramp, backing it up. Car gets stuck in park. He's like, I'll just climb underneath the car and force it into neutral. Only problem is there's no one in the driver's seat. He forces it into neutral.
Oh, no.
And runs himself over.
Y'all.
How did you catch that like 5 seconds after I did? Like, because I knew as soon as he said it. But he didn't die. The bonehead can't have a death.
But did you know that's how my grandpa died?
Oh,
wait, what?
Oh no, Amy.
God, this is not good.
It's fine.
Go ahead.
My grandpa, I never knew him. He died when my dad was a month old, but it was in the Dilly, Texas paper.
Wasn't it a tractor?
He was a watermelon farmer, and he was unloading watermelons from his truck, and the truck went in neutral, and he was behind it, and it ran him over.
My stepdad once was parking on a boat ramp and put the truck up. There was no room to park the trailer and the truck, so he had to park them beside each other. Left the truck in neutral, boom, all the way down, hit a curve, boosh, sank the truck in like 20 feet of water. And then this is bad, really bad.
Yeah.
Mine's just kind of bad. Lunchboxes is pretty funny because the guy
he's
lived.
Got some bruises.
Yeah, we gave you a whole bunch of feels there.
Amy took it dark.
Wait, hey, I never knew him.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Like, that makes it okay.
No.
Let's go.
Gather around the iPhone. I'm about to bring to you the eighth wonder of the world. He's got hair in spots I've never seen before. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the weight guesser. Lunchbox, everybody.
Glad to be here.
Katie in Arkansas.
Hello.
Hey, step right up, Katie. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morrilton, Arkansas.
Ah, know it well. How about this? Lunchbox will guess your weight within 5 pounds, and if he doesn't, I'll give you a prize, okay?
All right.
So, he only has a few seconds to ask you questions, and if he asks you anything like how much do you weigh, don't answer that question, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Here we go. Lunchbox, you're on.
What is her name?
Katie.
Katie, what type of shoes do you wear to work?
Comfy shoes.
How many hours a day do you sit down?
Probably about 5.
How tall are you?
5'3".
And your
time is up. I'm sorry. You need to guess her weight within 5 pounds.
That's easy. Comfy shoes. She chills. She only weighs about 130.
What do you weigh?
133.
Oh!
Whoa! One down.
One down. Hey, Katie, I hope you have a great day in those comfy shoes at work.
Dang!
Dang!
All right, let's bring on Deanna in New York. Hi, Deanna.
Deanna.
3, 2, 1. Goodbye. Oh, we lost her.
Oh, right. Man, that was a good one, too.
How
I
about
liked her.
Hannah in Cedar Rapids?
Hi.
Hi, good Hannah. Morning. Thank you for calling. Would you like to play Lunchbox Guesses Your Weight?
Yes, please.
Right, go ahead.
All right. What kind of soap do you use in the shower?
For body soap, I use Dove.
And what's your favorite candy bar?
I'm going to say Butterfingers.
How many times do you get on a scale per week?
Every day.
What is your
time?
Job?
So you have to guess her weight within 5 pounds. It's Hannah in Cedar Rapids.
She likes the Butterfinger,
yeah.
But she's still worried about her weight because she gets on the scale every single day.
Go ahead.
She can't weigh more than 114.
114. What do you weigh, Hannah?
I'm 113.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Is not more than 114, just like I said. Woo!
Okay.
Dang.
Just like you said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me grab one more.
Man, Hannah, have a great day.
Chrissy in the Loo. What up, Chrissy?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Have we ever spoken before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, just making sure so people don't think I'm putting on a bunch of like cousins or something. Lunchbox, go ahead.
What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
Who is your favorite country artist?
Kenny Chesney.
And your favorite movie of all time?
Across the Universe.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Time's out. All right, Lunchbox, her name's Chrissy from St. Louis.
Listen, if she likes Kenny Chesney, she likes the Beast. You got to keep in shape. 127.
127. Chrissy, what do you weigh?
125.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
He's leaving!
Good, dude.
This is the Bobby Show.
Thomas in Delaware, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, dude?
Is this Bobby?
Yeah. Is it Thomas?
Yeah, this is Thomas from Clarksville, living in Delaware. And I'm getting ready to... I'm actually an hour and a half early from my job interview, doing some...
Love that.
You know, some notes and stuff.
Love that. Love it. Love it that you're early. So what, you a little nervous? You sound like a little nervous.
Yeah, of course. I'm a little nervous. This is a game changer for the family and myself. So nervous in a good way. Put myself in a good position to get this interview. So I'm ready to knock it out the park. Just wanted some of that little music, motivational music that you always play for your listeners.
Yeah. Remember this. Let me hit you with some motivational words first. Remember, you're nervous because it means something. It means something because you worked hard to get it. Now, the key to impressing someone when you're talking to them is your alert rate is up, but your heart rate is down. Okay? So, What I've found is that you play the song Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. And this song comes on, and you're like, all right. And it's pumping you up. You're like, I can do this. But your heart stays solid. That's your heartbeat right there. That's your heartbeat right there. Your mind up, your heart down. You're thinking at a high level, but you're not acting crazy. So I take a second, I just play this song. I just play Seven Nation Army. Listen to the whole song.
All right, I will.
Yeah. Take deep breaths. Know that you are in this spot. And even if you don't get this one, there'll be another one. There'll be three more. There'll be seven more, because you're not going to stop until you get it. You know, it's hard to beat somebody who doesn't quit. Are you going to quit, Thomas?
Never.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can't beat somebody who don't quit. Are you going to quit, Thomas?
Never.
Never. All right, knock them dead, dude. You get an hour and 25 minutes. But still, an hour and 25 minutes, knock them dead. Remember, alert, up, heart, down. Got it?
Alert up, heart down.
That's right.
Got it.
Keep the heart rate down. All right, buddy. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Dang. I'm on to something there with that alert. That's really not it.
But that's not the words, exactly.
I've been working on the like the phrasing. But the heart rate down is the thing.
Yes.
It's like heart rate. Mind frame up, heart frame died. Something. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tinkering with it.
You got time.
That's how you know this isn't a scripted show. Because that wasn't that good. Like the idea was good.
You'll get there.
But the words weren't exactly there.
Talk it out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But everything I said, though, I stand behind. I think. Yeah, yeah. I'll go listen back.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Is there a food you just won't eat? Like, what's the... For me, it is onions. If there is an onion, if I know there's an onion, I will not eat it. I cannot take an onion.
Raw or cooked or does it matter?
I do not care.
Mine is raw onions.
I can't eat an onion for anything. What do you have?
I don't eat olives. Nope. No, no, no.
I like olives.
No. And if somehow they sneak up in whatever I'm eating, I'm like, ugh, I have to spit it out. I'm really dramatic about it, too.
I like green full olives. Like, you guys don't like those? No.
Oh, I don't care. Green, black, whatever. I don't want any.
That's been more of an adult acquired taste. Since I've become mature, I've started to like olives.
More sophisticated palate.
Yeah. So no olives for you. And no onions or mayonnaise for me. Lunchbox, what food can you just not eat?
Mayonnaise and tomatoes. If tomatoes
no
are on
tomatoes?
It. Oh, tomatoes are disgusting. I send it back because they say, oh, you can just pick the tomatoes off. No, tomato juice gets on everything and it ruins it. You take it back and get me a whole new sandwich or burger or whatever. If the tomato touched it, it goes back. Sorry. Ugh.
So far it's onions, olives, tomatoes. We're really crushing the vegetables here, huh? Although tomatoes are a fruit, I guess.
Is olives really? Are not a vegetable, are they?
What do you think they are? Meat?
Yeah, I think they are, Amy.
They are.
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
Nasty
I'm not gonna act all judgy.
You think it's a nasty piece of fat? Yeah. Eddie?
Ooh, mine's controversial because I can't eat jalapenos. I won't do it.
What?
I don't like them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Eduardo?
Yes.
The guy who pronounces narcos.
Narcos. I cannot eat jalapenos.
On your tacos?
Anywhere.
Are your parents ashamed of you?
Yes, because they order jalapenos on the side with everything. We go to McDonald's, they ask if they have jalapenos.
That is so
That's weird.
Yeah.
That'd be like me going, I do not eat white bread.
No,
it's not the same thing. No.
Raymond, anything you don't eat? Produce Raymond?
Yeah, sausage on my pizza.
Sausage, period?
I can eat sausage, but just not on my pizza. It ruins the pizza.
What?
Huh. Interesting.
Don't be judging. You just said, I went on a whole rant about tomato juice. And he goes, what? Don't be judging. We all have our things.
But he eats sausage, but just not on his pizza.
Okay, I hate peanut butter, but I can eat a peanut butter cup. Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Bobby Bones.
All right, somebody on the show told me this. I'm going to keep it as a blind item because I don't want to get them in trouble. Amy, I'll let you tell it. Tell the in-law story.
Okay, so in-laws don't eat very healthy. And they tried to do the right thing to make create a healthy meal for someone coming over. And they made broccoli and they were super excited about it. But they doused it in butter and Velveeta cheese. So then person is like, I got to eat it because they're being nice. But I mean, it definitely like made them sick because they just like don't eat that way. So the thought was there. But they tried to be kind and eat it anyway. And they're like, how can they not get that butter, tons of butter and Velveeta cheese is not healthy?
So they don't like their in-laws' food.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's all multiple situations just like that.
Lauren in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Hey,
good morning. What do you think about this in-law story?
Good morning. So my in-law, she is a divorcee and she is finally moving into her own house. And she keeps asking me for decorative style advice, and I don't like anything that she does in her house, and I feel so bad. And so I just have to choose the least ugly of all the options.
So she's picked out a lot of ugly stuff. You just go least ugly.
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Thank you. Hey, appreciate you.
Awkward.
So what is it about your in-laws that drive you crazy? Let's go to Amber in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
So, I feel terrible saying it, but my family that I married into is from the South. I'm not. And every time that we go to leave, my father-in-law makes my daughter give her a kiss, like, make her give him a kiss on the lips, and, like, she's so uncomfortable, and I feel so bad, but he'll be like, come and give me some sugar.
Ah!
Leaning back, but he, like, won't let her go until she gives him a kiss goodbye, and I don't know how to, like, say,
that's so funny. That's funny. I appreciate you.
Okay? I appreciate you.
That's so funny. That's a good call. Lunchbox kisses his dad on the lips. Amber, did you know that? He does.
Absolutely. Kiss my mom, my dad. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think it's weird, too. Thank you for the call. Amy, you're up. Give me an in-law story.
My in-laws are great.
All right, there you go. Lunchbox, give me an in-law story.
Man, my mother-in-law just likes to make things awkward. I don't know if she's trying to flirt with me or what, but she's
so come on. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's trying to flirt
like,
with you.
She just says things like, the last time I was around her, she just randomly goes, I know you don't like me.
Like, oh, like a third grader would be like,
yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking. Like, she just makes things awkward.
Does she hit you to make you like her? Like, is
no, I, like, she just goes, and then I was like, no, I like you. I don't know. And then later that day, I know you don't like me. It's cool.
What?
It's just like so things weird. Like that. That's what I'm saying. She does that all the like things like that that make just awkward. And it's like, okay.
Oh. We got some more on the phones, too. We're going to grab some of these in a second. Hold on. We got a good one. Hold on.
Bobby Bones Show.
Talking about what's annoying about your in-laws. Hey, Josh in Tampa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for calling. What you got for me?
My in-laws are super sweet people, but they probably have the worst taste in food I've ever seen. Like, their taste buds are just broken.
Well, are they just old, though?
No, not all of them. Like, her brother's not that old, and I made homemade slow-smoked ribs, my own spice rub. At the end, I caramelized my own homemade barbecue sauce on the end, and they took them to the fridge, and they literally grabbed ketchup and mustard and slathered them all over them, and my heart broke a little bit.
Listen, just being the guy, objective guy, Josh, maybe your ribs aren't that good, bro.
Oh.
What?
Oh, I know, I'm just saying, like, you can't hate the rib eater. You gotta hate
I might have to send you some. I don't know.
Okay, now we're talking, Josh. Yeah. Hey, anyway, I appreciate you for listening, buddy. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
See you, Josh. I'm just giving you a hard time, but it might be you. All right. Ashley in Muskegon, Michigan. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Bobby. Hey,
what's
everybody.
Happening?
Well, I have, this is just one of many in-law stories that I have. So my mother-in-law told me on our fifth wedding anniversary this July, she said the only good thing that came out of this marriage was my grandkids.
Oh!
Damn.
And
the funny thing is we were young when we had our son, and then our daughter came a year and a half later. We had them both before we got married, so it makes it even better.
Oh, man. Well, listen, she may not, but I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you, and I just bought your book, Bobby. I'm so excited to read it.
Thank you very much. It's a real treat, I tell you. That book's a real treat.
I can't wait.
All right. Hey, give me a review after you finish it. Call me back.
I will. Thanks, all right. Bobby.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Eddie, you got to go. You're the last one.
Oh, yeah, man. No, mine are great.
Are your in-laws?
No, they're awesome.
Eddie and I are both.
They are. No, they're great.
No, really. Yeah, honestly, no. Like mine.
So
really
Amy and Eddie had nothing.
Zero.
Hey, Lunchbox, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
That's why you're
honest.
My boy.
Thank you.
That's why you're my boy.
Okay, what do you have to say about my in-laws?
Hey. Just Lunchbox and Bobby's mics are up now. Anything you want to say, Lunchbox?
Man, it feels good to be so awesome.
It does.
Thanks for being my boy, Bobby.
Oh, and Bobby Bones Show.
Eric in Kansas.
Yeah, how's it going, Bobby?
What up, buddy?
Long time caller, first time listener.
Wait, that doesn't make sense, but I appreciate that. All right, what you got for us? You have something for us?
Yeah, I just dropped off my kid, headed to work, but just wanted to ask you a question. I kind of developing this dad bod that Eddie's always talking about. It's easy to get and even easier to keep.
Yeah.
Just one of those people that I've had a high metabolism my whole life, so I don't haven't necessarily needed to work out, you know. And I used to have abs when my fiance and I got together and stuff like that, and she always said that I looked good. Well, now that I've developed a little more weight, she says a lot, you know, when I have my shirt off, that, you know, oh, I like the weight that you put on or whatever. Well,
I'm just wondering, you know, if she really means that or if she's just saying that because she loves me, you know what I mean? Like, should I, you know, make a concerted effort to, you know, maybe drop some of the weight, because she used to say that she liked how I looked too. So which way is it? You
sure,
know what I mean?
Sure. Okay, first of all, she's your fiance, right?
Yes.
So she's not going anywhere. So right. There's that. That's a big factor in that.
Big deal.
You do have a wedding, too. And if she's preparing herself for pictures in a wedding, I don't know if she is or not, then it's kind of up to you to also put in the work, just short term.
Right.
Would you feel like that's fair to say?
Yes. I mean, we just had a baby like 4 months ago. So, you know.
Okay, I do know. Okay, I would just go, if she likes it and she says she likes it, I'm okay. I don't think women like it. I think that they're... Eddie?
My wife says the same thing. I mean, I'm with him. He's speaking my language, because my wife says, I like it when you put on a little weight. I like you a little soft.
Maybe she just doesn't want you to have options. And so...
Bottom line.
You know what
I see
I'm
what you're saying.
Like,
yes,
the worse you look, the less women are...
I don't think she's thinking that, but...
No, that's why I think that's it, because... That, yes.
We, as married men, we have the, I guess, the luxury of really just letting ourselves go a little bit and being okay with it. Because what are we going to do? We're married.
Oh, but heaven forbid the girl let herself go.
Right. But,
I mean.
Also, I will say, she was complimenting you when you had the abs, and she's complimenting you when you don't have the abs. So it sounds to me like you have someone pretty awesome that just loves you for who you are. However,
well,
you should take care
of
yourself.
Well, it's because I still have this face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here we go.
He's a face guy.
Okay. Well, be healthy. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I hear you.
I should probably exercise anyway. I just, you know, don't want her to feel like she has to pump me up and things like that and not really mean it.
I think she probably is.
I think she's just nice.
It's either she's pumping you up and doesn't mean it, or she wants you to get bigger so other women aren't like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
well, your theory on that.
No, I'm funny. Nailing it. That's real life America.
Get out.
Everywhere. Hey, you know what I mean?
Hey, Eric, appreciate you, buddy.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right. 80% of couples admit to going to bed at a different time because one of them wants to do this. Amy, take your guess now.
Eat.
Oh, just eat.
That's
like,
intense.
Sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky
snack. Sneaky.
Yeah, eat more.
Does your husband do that because you don't let him eat?
No, we go to bed at the same time.
Yeah, but then he probably takes the weight back.
Oh, like eats. He gets back up?
He sneaks out. Dude. Nah, Lunchbox?
That's easy. Read.
Oh, read.
Oh, wow.
Dang it. What?
Yeah. Eddie?
Watch a TV show. Hit me.
Oh. That was too easy. That's too obvious.
Never gonna get it. I'm gonna take one caller after this, see if they get it, and then we'll do Amy's Morning Corny. One of the couple goes, you go to bed, I'm gonna stay awake and do this.
Let's go.
The never gonna get it, 80% of couples say, well, we go to bed at different times because one of us does this. Allison in Ohio, you get one shot. Go ahead.
Okay, so can I change my answer because I called in and said something else, but Eddie said watch TV?
Yeah, you go ahead. I don't care. You can say whatever you want. As long as you can Google it. Promise me. Say,
I did it.
Repeat
it.
Repeat after me. I?
Okay.
No, repeat after me. Allison, repeat after me.
I?
Allison?
Allison?
Well, did not Google an answer.
Did not Google an answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, eat?
Oh, Amy said that.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't hear her.
Yeah, I know. Lunchbox?
Social media. Hang out on social media.
No, the answer is shop online. Nobody wins.
So that's women.
Yeah, that's it.
That's women.
There you go.
The Morning Corny.
Who does a mummy take on a date?
Who does a mummy take on a date?
Oh, any old girl he can dig up.
That was the Morning Corny.
Excellent delivery.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You're getting applause. When you get laughs and applause, that's the best. Excellent delivery this morning.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
The farther people live from work,
the less happy they are. So shorter commutes, happier job. What's your commute?
About 7 minutes.
Lunchbox?
11 minutes.
Why don't you guys live next to each other?
Yeah, but he's a few stop signs back.
Yeah, and you got to come to a complete stop, and every time that adds 30 seconds.
I'm about 6 minutes, but to be fair, we do drive when there's no one on the road because we wake up so early.
Yeah, like no one on the road.
You ever have a long time where you commute?
Oh, yeah. Before my job, before this, when I was in sales, I was in the car for over an hour on my way to work and home. And sometimes if there was a bad accident, make it an hour and a half.
Did you just hate that so much?
Oh, it was brutal. I would think all the time, if I just lived right by work, I could sleep 30 minutes longer, or I could do this in the morning, I could do that. But I would just be sitting in my car.
Shout out to everybody right now.
Sitting in their cars, yes.
Sitting in their cars in the middle of traffic.
Uh-huh.
Because we whine about having to wake up at 3-4 in the morning, but we don't have to sit in traffic.
That is true.
So there's that. Doctors are talking about this woman who sweats blood.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
That's not real news.
No, it's real.
It's real. We can't start questioning everything as fake news, by the way. This is not what this is. This pair of doctors, they have this woman who was hospitalized with a condition where she sweats blood from her face and her hands.
Oh, man.
Sometimes 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Anytime she's in physical activity, it starts to happen. Here's the question.
What?
You're single. You meet her. You hit it off.
You think she's hot.
She starts sweating blood. What is that, deal breaker?
Oh,
no.
I am Audi 5000. There is no chance I could date her after that. The first time I saw it, I'd be like, is that always going to happen? Well, it's not you, it's me. And I'm moving on.
You're out.
I'm out.
What about you, Bobby?
I think it just depends how much we hit it off. Like anything else.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say how much blood.
Well, you know.
I don't think it's like gushing, but it's like just like beads. Sweat comes out of your pores, it would look like red.
That stinks for her, huh?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know what somebody says? Oh, man, that's my worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of mine. We'll go around the room. Like, what's your worst nightmare? Mine is being stuck in traffic. And I'm late to a meeting, and I can do nothing about it.
That's so nothing.
That's your worst nightmare?
That's like terrible.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
I'm on time everywhere all the time, and if it's like a big meeting or like I have to go, and that's my worst nightmare, is being helpless. Like, I can't even jump out of my car and run. It's my worst nightmare. Not being able to get somewhere on time. Worst nightmare. Amy?
Mine is a spider crawling into my ear and hatching a bunch of baby spiders and then them coming out. Really is. It's my worst nightmare. It could happen, though. It happens to people all the time I see on the internet.
Yeah, fake news. Lunchbox?
My biggest fear is just coming upon a snake when I don't expect it, and it's just lying in wait, and there I am, and I'm trapped, and it's just me and the snake, and I can't do anything. Or if I, like, get in bed and it's under my sheets, just anywhere. Yeah. I have these thoughts all the time about, what if I go around that corner and there's a snake? Or I'm walking the dog, mowing the grass, and here comes a snake. Oh!
So, I don't want to be late. Amy doesn't want spiders, and Lunchbox doesn't want snakes.
Yeah.
Eddie, what is your worst nightmare? Producer Eddie.
Mine is a home invasion with maybe like I'm napping or something, and I wake up and someone's in my house like stealing my stuff. I wouldn't know what to do. Oh, that's so scary to me.
Well, what do you do?
Oh, well, I have baseball bats now, so I'd grab my baseball bat, and if the kids were home, I'd tell them to grab theirs. And we'd smack them hard.
All right, there you go.
Get our stuff back.
There's all of our worst nightmares. Ray, what's your worst nightmare?
Sleeping in, man, and missing part of the show, being late.
Yeah, that one I can understand.
Whose is the scariest?
Mine, for sure.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
How do we feel about psychics in general? Like, I believe, like, I'm not going to pay money. I think if somebody's psychic, they're not setting up a house on the side of the road.
Yeah.
If there's some... I think anyone that's advertised themselves as a psychic is not a psychic.
What?
Anybody.
Even with a neon sign?
I would think that if there's somebody with psychic powers, which I don't... I've never been seen or shown that there was, they wouldn't have this power to also not have to show people.
I agree with you. Waste of money.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, I'm not into it. You're into it?
I wouldn't say
real?
I'm into it, but I think there's something about it because they can tell you stuff that you're just like, wow. And they do it all the time. But the one thing I do have a problem with is why don't they tell you, like, okay, there's going to be a fire at this house if they can predict everything.
If there were a real psychic, they wouldn't be telling us they're a real psychic. Do you understand how? They'd be put in a cage.
Exactly.
They'd be...
Yes, huh? You're crazy.
Yes. Police say a psychic and her son cheated an elderly man out of $150,000.
There you go.
Because they said they would rid him of evil spirits.
Oh, no.
They now face theft and conspiracy charges. His old guy, and he just kept paying them because they were like, we got... My point is, if someone really was a psychic and they were really able to nail things, you don't think we would take them? It'll be like an alien.
There would be if no we... unsolved anything.
Right, and we would take them and put them somewhere and make them do all the work. And almost jail them for their powers.
Yeah.
The same way we would do an alien if we found an alien around. You don't think we'd put that thing in a cage?
We probably
might
already.
Have them somewhere.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
How you feeling about this? Would you want your husband to wear some sort of engagement ring? Because it's customary for women to.
Totally.
Would you want him to be claimed and wear an engagement ring? Yeah, you're
not. So if he's proposing to me, then I have to go out and get him an engagement ring afterwards?
If you're engaged,
yeah.
Do you both wear an engagement ring?
No, I'm fine with just me wearing it. He doesn't need to wear it. I don't need him to wear it to know that he's my fiancé, you know? Hmm. And then people are going to be like, I'm just picturing my husband handling this. They'll be like, oh, so you're married? No, I'm just engaged. Like, he would not wear a ring for that.
Connor.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think? You wear one?
Oh, absolutely not. I've been engaged for about a year and a half, and I'm getting married next Saturday, and I think it's absolutely dumb to wear one.
Oh, so you would not wear an engagement ring. If your fiance said, I would like for you to wear an engagement ring, because I'm wearing one, I'd like for you to also wear one to show that you're engaged, you would say no.
Absolutely not.
Would you dig in and say, because you're saying absolutely. What if it was really important to her?
Well, I'd have a heart-to-heart with her and just say, I don't really think I can do this because I'm not married, you know, and nothing's going on my hand until we're married, so...
Wow.
But my sister actually got married a few months ago, and her fiance wore one. And I gave him a pretty hard time about it. So
sure No way.
It sounds like it.
So I'm pretty sure he just still didn't like me to this day. So.
Connor, appreciate you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
See you, man. Let's go over to Meredith. Meredith in Cedar Rapids.
Hey, Bobby.
What do you think about this? Would you want your man to wear an engagement ring, too?
No, not really. My now husband, we just got married a month ago. We had a long engagement for 2 years. And since we've been married, he's been hit on more times than when we were engaged.
Okay, so you're saying the ring brings on the hits.
Wow.
And if you're not married, the hits could equal not getting married.
Exactly. Oh, the ladies love him now. I can't keep him off him.
Meredith, let me ask you a question. Do you like the dad bod or the fit bod?
I like the fit bod, but I don't think my husband knows that because he's starting to go straight to dad bod mode.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. Most people, they just don't want to say it.
Really?
Eddie is just convinced that women love chub.
No, the world is changing.
They love chub. He's like, if they get to choose, they would choose chub over abs.
Totally.
In your mind.
Yes.
Not about his heart. All that's out. The goodness.
Softness, not tightness.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think that has anything to do with you?
No. It's just the world.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Bobby?
Our video editor, Eddie, dad of two, husband, family man. You got to do things like deal with the exterminator.
Oh, man, we might have to get rid of our exterminator. Wow. You tell me if I should. He's really been good. We've had him for like 2 years and really no mistakes. But, man, he made a critical mistake last time he was here.
So you want us to decide if you should fire your exterminator?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be a part of firing somebody.
Okay, well, let's hear what happened. All right.
Well... He was working on the house, spraying the house. He went in the backyard, and he left the backyard gate open.
Ooh.
He took off. He was done with his thing. Coachella, my dog, about an hour later, found out that the door was open. Boom, she's gone. So we didn't even realize she was gone. Lucky for us, like 30 minutes later, I guess, somebody found her, and they brought her back to the house.
Because she was just in the backyard.
She has a doggy door, so she goes backyard free range, whatever. But she found that door wide open, and she had a night off, I guess, in the neighborhood.
Wow.
So now I'm like, that's a big deal. Like, you can't be leaving the back door open. I feel like exterminators, that's part of their classes that
training.
They take.
Their oath
they
training. Took?
Yeah.
The exterminator oath?
Make sure that back door latch is closed completely.
Okay. So what are you asking?
Well, I mean, my wife and I were talking about it. We're like, I feel like we should get a new one. That's a pretty lethal mistake.
Let me tell you, let me drop some real life on you.
Okay.
One, people screw up.
Yes, more than robots.
Yes, a lot more than robots, which I say a lot. So here's the thing you have to factor in. One, if something bad would happen to the dog, I think it's a different question. It did nothing bad happened to the dog. In the end, what's the final product? Nothing happened bad.
We got the dog back.
You got the dog back. Okay, so that's one. Hmm. Number two, is this the first time anything ever bad's happened with this guy?
Yes.
You've had him for years.
Yes.
And here's the final question, and I want you to be honest and think to yourself, do you ever make mistakes?
Hmm. Ooh, rarely. Okay, I make mistakes.
Those three things factored in. The fact that you make mistakes. Two, the dog wasn't hurt. And three, he's been doing this for you in a great way for years. I think if it happens multiple times, then it's probably time for a new one.
So if he leaves the gate open one more time, it's
you
like,
say
sorry.
Something to him. Like, hey, man, last time you were here, you left the gate open, dog got out. And we're all good and stuff. I just want to remind you that not to leave the...
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake. And nothing bad happened to the dog.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
I've had people leave the gate open, like when they come to like fix the air conditioner.
Yeah,
the back.
Did you fire them?
Yes. No.
Mm.
Okay. What I did though is I fixed it automatically. I put a lock on it because it was my fault. I should have known better than to just leave it. I put it on me, and so that way when they come and they've got to unlock it, they have to go, "Hey, I need to unlock this lock." And I'm like, "Oh, cool. I'm gonna unlock it, but remember, I got a dog." And
smart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This guy has one more chance.
How about he's just gonna come?
He's a good guy. We'll give him. We'll let this one slide.
Does anyone disagree with me? By the way, you can.
No, anybody? No, 100%.
No, I mean it's just one little thing, and maybe he doesn't even know you have a dog.
Yeah, Coachella is
sort of. Oh, he knows
new.
I have a dog.
Okay,
there's a new
every
dog.
Time he comes in, he's like, "Hey, can we put that?"
And
dog
that's
up?
What Bobby. I was gonna ask you the same thing. Like, what if Bobby just fired us for every mistake we made, Eddie? We'd be out of a job.
Day one,
man. You guys would be.
Yeah.
Day one.
Day one. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.